Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? If you had to describe a CEO, president, or business owner, what would you say about them? You'd say they were a gambler. Every single day they risk everything. And doesn't matter how long they are in business, how much assets they've accumulated, they're still risking it every single day. You would say they have to be knowledgeable. They have to understand something of marketing, and they have to understand their product. They have to understand sales. They have to understand people. They have to understand how to motivate their workforce. They have to understand how to hire people or have someone in their organization that does that. So there's so many things that business people need to do to be successful that the ordinary, everyday working person doesn't have to do. Business people just don't go home and leave it at their business. They go home and they think about it all the time. It might keep them up at night. On weekends, you might find them in the office. It's an extraordinary responsibility to be a business person. And there are few people, relatively speaking, in the population that really want to do that. But, you know, even though business people do extraordinary things, the one thing that you have to consider is that the one thing that business people are is human. They're human people. They're just like everybody else. And you know what happens? What's ingrained in human people? Fear. If it wasn't, people wouldn't have survived. It's a natural thing to be afraid. The question is, what happens when you are afraid? What do you do about it? Do you push through? Do you work through it? Or do you just have flight? Well, think about this. During these times, we are going through some very difficult times. You can't turn on a newscast. You can't go to the newspaper, if you have a newspaper in your town, or if you go to the stream on the internet, the news stream, and you see that somebody's going out of business. It's happening every single day. And what does this mean? It means business people become afraid. They get paralyzed. Oh my goodness, these people are going out of business. What if my customer goes out of business? What if my supplier goes out of business? What if? And that's what they start to think about. And what happens? They don't move forward. But you must move forward no matter how much fear you have, no matter how much you're concerned. Don't avoid a business problem, whatever you do. When you see a business problem, understand it. Think about it. Find more than one solution to the problem. Reflect on the problem. If you don't have a solution to the problem, talk to other people. Talk to people that you trust. Talk to other business people. Talk to consultants. Talk to friends that you have. Talk to your key employees. Now, we've got to be careful when we talk to our key employees because we don't want to put them in fear. But keep in mind that the business people who can overcome the fear, the business people that can move forward no matter what the conditions are, no matter how difficult it seems, will be the business people that survive and prosper. Identify the problem. Find a solution to the problem. There might be several solutions to the problem. Write it down. Think about it. Leave it sit on your desk. Think about it some more. Reflect on it again. Find the best possible solution that you can and then move forward. Now, if you don't do that, what happens is the business problem is still there. It's not going to go away. And it's going to create more stress inside of yourself. Everyone's going to be able to see around you that you are stressed. Everyone in your business is going to say, wait a minute, we have this problem. It's not being solved. They would start to feel insecure. They'd start to doubt who you are as a business person. They'd start to doubt the viability of your company. You have to reflect on it. You have to be in action. You have to make it happen. And you know what? Tomorrow, there will be another problem. And the day after that, there will be another problem. So don't fear business problems. Don't let them knock you off balance. Look at them and say, I see what needs to be done. I'm going to get it done. I'll move on. I'll make a decision. I will go with that decision. And then I will say to myself, here is my backup plan if that doesn't work. And here is my next backup plan. So think it through completely. Now, of course, the one thing that we never want to do when we're making a business decision, we want it to be a calculated risk. We don't want to just bet everything on a decision. We want to say, this is what we can do. This is how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to implement it. And we think it's going to work. It makes sense for it to be the best possible solution. But if it doesn't work, we are okay, and we will go in another direction. Embrace the problem. Look forward to it. If you are in business, and if you aren't having problems, well, you aren't doing enough business. Because that's the definition, in my opinion, of business. Business is solving problems. You solve problems for your customers. You solve problems for your clients. That's why they come to you. They come to you because you do something they do not want to do, and they're willing to pay you for it. A problem is just another day in your business. Look at it, resolve it, move on to the next one. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. To continue the conversation, go to my website, talkbusinesswithhoward.com. Connect on LinkedIn. Till the next time, it's important to be on action. It's important to be in action. Make it happen. And to your success.